Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Ze'ev Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Reuven Hoffman, and Barry Hoffman. There are two subjects we want to speak about on this week's program. The first are Arab Knesset members who are promoting Islamic terrorism. The Knesset is the Israeli parliament. So these are elected members of the Israeli parliament, elected by Arab Muslim voters who are allowed to vote in Israeli elections. And these Knesset members, these Arab Muslim Knesset members, are openly promoting Islamic terrorism. The second subject we want to speak about, and we're going to give you, by the way, a specific example of a specific Arab Muslim Knesset member and what he does, just to show you, just to give you an illustration of what we're talking about. And the second subject we want to speak about, Donald Trump is now moving to the left of Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton on the amnesty issue. Literally moving to the left of Clinton, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and Obama, and other advocates of amnesty. And we warned you this was going to happen. If you genuinely care about the amnesty issue, you have to be crazy to support Donald Trump for president, because he is a pro-amnesty candidate in every respect right now. But first, let's start off with the Arab Knesset members that are working on behalf of Islamic terrorism. Here's an example. We have Arab Muslim Knesset member Basel Gata. Basel Gata, elected to the Knesset, like other Arab Muslims who've been elected, by the Arab Muslim voters in Israel, who vote 95%. 95% of the Arabs who vote in Israel vote for the terrorists that are running in the Knesset elections. You have terrorist supporters running for the Israeli parliament, for the Israeli Knesset. Something which, by the way, in the United States, nobody would tolerate that. Can you imagine if you had candidates running for office for the U.S. Senate, let's say, in the United States, who openly supported Al-Qaeda, openly supported ISIS? I mean, we don't have candidates who are openly praising ISIS and Al-Qaeda and taking actions to back them in their terrorist attacks. We haven't gotten to that point in the United States. I'm not saying that you probably have some of these disgusting vermin that are in Congress now who probably privately support them. But publicly supporting ISIS and publicly supporting Al-Qaeda and publicly supporting these things, we haven't reached that point in the United States. But in Israel, this has been something that's been going on for decades. For decades they've allowed this. And Basel Gata is an example. You know, Basel Gata organizes joint Muslim prayers with the parents and the relatives of Islamic terrorist murderers. Islamic terrorists commit mass murder. They stab Jews. They shoot Jews. They set off bombs against Jews. They, of course, are suicide bombers. Islamic terrorists commit these atrocious crimes because they want to murder as many Jews as possible, and because they want to destroy Israel and destroy the Jewish people. And this is an elected member of the Israeli Knesset, of the Israeli parliament, who goes to the home of the parents and the relatives of one of these Islamic terrorists. One of these Islamic terrorists either is arrested or is killed while he's carrying out an act of terrorism. And Basel Gata goes to their home and organizes a public prayer on behalf of the terrorists with the parents and with the relatives, publicly praying with them, organizing joint prayers with them. Can you imagine if we had United States senators going to have joint prayers with the Al-Qaeda terrorists who carried out 9/11, or with the terrorists from ISIS who are carrying out their crimes? Can you imagine if you had United States senators saying, we're going to have prayers with the relatives of these terrorists. We're going to have joint prayers, joint Islamic prayers with them. Can you imagine if you had that in the United States? In Israel, that is literally how far these self-hating Jews have gone. How unbelievably sick and self-destructive these self-hating Jews are that are running Israel. They tolerate this. This is what they tolerate. This is what they allow. And Basel Gata, aside from praying with the terrorists and praying with their families, he himself personally joined the Hamas terrorist flotilla. You remember there were flotillas that are trying to smuggle goods in, and of course, they also want to smuggle in weapons, and many of the flotillas have been smuggling weapons and drugs and other things into Gaza. Gaza, by the way, is part of the land of Israel, but the sick, self-hating Jews surrendered Gaza and allowed the Hamas terrorists to take over, and now Gaza is controlled by the Hamas terrorists, is occupied and controlled by the Hamas Islamic terrorists. And there are flotillas organized by Hamas and organized also by terrorist supporters in Turkey and other Muslim countries that try to smuggle goods into Gaza, try to smuggle things into Gaza. And of course, if they can succeed in smuggling, if they can break the anti-terrorist blockade over Gaza, then they can also smuggle in more weapons to carry out more terrorist attacks, which is what they openly say is their objective. And this Knesset member, Bassel Gata, participated, along with other Arab Knesset members, has participated in the Hamas terrorist flotillas trying to smuggle things into Gaza. Can you imagine if you had in the United States senators and members of Congress caught smuggling things in with Al-Qaeda, smuggling things into the United States with Al-Qaeda and with ISIS? Can you imagine if you had that in the... I mean, we haven't reached that point yet in the United States. But in Israel, this is where we are. And of course, I don't have to tell you that Bassel Gata makes speeches openly praising the Islamic terrorists, openly calling for Israel's destruction. Can you imagine if you had United States senators openly calling for the destruction of the United States? You know, again, privately, we have some scum in the Congress that I wouldn't be, that I think privately they do support the destruction of the United States. But publicly, saying this openly, that they favor destroying the United States, could you imagine if you had United States senators making speeches like this on the floor of the United States Senate? In Israel, we have this. We have members of the Knesset who have openly called for Israel's destruction, and they're still allowed to sit in the Israeli Knesset. Now, Bassel Gata is traveling to the United States and Canada. He's on a trip to the United States and Canada, urging the complete boycott of Israel, saying that Israel's very existence is apartheid. He's calling Israel apartheid. Israel, by the way, has millions of Arabs living there, and they treat the Arabs in Israel better than they treat the Jews. These self-hating Jews bend over backwards and treat their Arab enemies better than they treat their fellow Jews, much better. And yet, Bassel Gata claims that there's an apartheid system against the Arabs and against the Muslims, a racist apartheid system in Israel. The only country in the Middle East where Arab women have any rights, where Arabs are allowed to vote in truly free elections, where Arabs have any... But Arabs have no rights in any of the Arab countries. There are 22 Arab countries. They're all brutal dictatorships. Arabs in Israel have far more rights than they have in their own Arab countries. In Arab nations, they have no rights because they're all brutal totalitarian dictatorships that slaughter their own people. And yet, Bassel Gata accuses Israel of being a racist apartheid state. Not only that, Bassel Gata and the so-called Palestinian Authority, there are no Jews that are allowed to live there. No Jews are allowed to live there. It's a complete Judenrein. Judenrein means Jew-free, was the German Nazi term during the Holocaust. They have a complete Judenrein policy, just like Saudi Arabia, Jordan, these other Muslim countries. They don't allow Jews to live in their countries. They don't allow them to have Jewish temples. Jew is not even allowed to travel to these countries. They have a complete Nazi policy toward Jews. But Bassel Gata, who supports the Nazi Judenrein policies of the Arab world and the Muslim world, has the nerve, has the unmitigated chutzpah to accuse Israel of being an apartheid state. And this scum is now traveling in the United States and Canada urging the boycott of Israel, complete boycott of Israel and the BDS movement. And he's running around speaking against Israel and calling for Israel's destruction in the United States and Canada. And he's an elected member of the Israeli parliament. He's allowed to sit in the Israeli Knesset. And we've had scum like this in the Israeli Knesset now 40, 50 years already. Israel has allowed scum like this to sit in the Israeli Knesset. But our leader, Morenu v'Rabbeinu Harav Meir David Kahana Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha, Hashem Yikom Damo, our great beloved leader, Rabbi Meir Kahana, may God avenge his blood. Our beloved leader was banned from running for the Knesset. His party was outlawed. And because of that, he was murdered, because he wasn't guarded by Israeli security anymore, and he went around speaking, he wasn't guarded by Israeli security, he was murdered by Al-Qaeda terrorists. And so our beloved leader was not allowed to sit in the Knesset, who was the greatest Jewish leader, the most magnificent Jewish leader in modern Jewish history. He was banned and murdered. But Muslim, Nazi terrorist scum like this are allowed to sit in the Knesset and are allowed to openly work on behalf of terrorist genocide against the Jewish people. That's what we have in Israel today. And I'm not allowed to make Aliyah, I'm not allowed to move to Israel, as every Jew is supposed to be allowed to do. This scum not only lives in Israel, not only are they allowed to live in Israel, they're allowed to sit in the Israeli Knesset, in the Israeli parliament. I'm not allowed to move to Israel. I'm not even allowed to visit Israel. I'm banned from even setting foot in Israel for 20 years already. But this scum, for the past 40 or 50 years, dozens of them have been sitting in the Israeli parliament, in the Israeli Knesset for the past 40 or 50 years. There have been dozens of them. I ask you, is this not self-hating behavior that is beyond the pale? And yes, many Israelis do not agree. Most Israelis agree with us on this, by the way. They don't agree with the Israeli Supreme Court and the Israeli media and the Israeli politicians that are allowing this to happen. The majority of Israeli Jews agree with us on this. On this issue, the majority of Israeli Jews agree with us, which is why they don't want me in Israel. They don't want me speaking about this to the majority of Israeli Jews and arousing and waking up Israeli Jews to this threat that's going on. They don't want that to happen. But we're going to reach them anyway as best we can through the internet and through our activities in Israel and our movement in Israel. We're going to reach them as best we can anyway. And we need your help, because the more you help us, the more people we can reach with this message. And this is a message that, again, the majority of Israeli Jews agree with us on. If only we can arouse them to become active with us, or arouse at least a large number of them to become active with us, we can change Jewish history, we can save the Jewish people from terrible tragedy, God forbid. Now let's go to the United States and Donald Trump. Now Donald Trump made his signature issue when he decided to run for president, amnesty. He was going to be the tough guy on amnesty. He was going to be the one who was going to deport all the illegal aliens. He was going to create a deportation force, which he now openly says he's not going to do. He's already broken that promise. He said he was going to create a deportation force, and all of them were going to go. All of them were going to go. You remember? Even the women and children who are, if they're citizens of the United States, but they're married to someone who's illegal, he said we can't break up the family. They're all going. They're all going to go. Now, even then, it was all a hoax and a bluff, because it was pushback amnesty, because he was touchback amnesty and pushback amnesty, which means that touchback amnesty means that you send them across the border and then you say, oh, they're across the border now. Now they can apply and come back as citizens. That's what he was proposing doing then. So it was all a hoax. And Ted Cruz tried to expose the fact that it was a hoax. But all of this now is crumbling. He isn't even sticking by this anymore. He now says he's just going to deport the criminals. And he's again speaking about the possibility of touchback amnesty, you know, quick move across the border and then have them come back as citizens. He's speaking about that for the others. When he says, I'm going to get the criminals out of here, the convicted criminals, he's talking about a very small minority. Out of 20 million illegal aliens, we're talking about several hundred thousand that have been involved in some sort of documented criminal activity. That means that well over 90% of the illegals that are in this country would become citizens under the Trump plan. They just have to go back for a quick touchdown into Mexico or wherever they came from, quickly make a quick trip back, and then come back to the United States as legal residents again. He says, but when they come back, this time they're going to have to start paying taxes. Wow, they're going to have to start paying taxes. By the way, all the amnesty advocates say that. They're going to say, well, now you're going to be able to collect taxes from them. You see, it's good for the country. We'll be able to finally collect taxes from them. Yeah, sure. Anyway, Trump is now actually to the left. Now, we've said that Trump is to the left now of Obama and Clinton. on the issue of amnesty. And he is. He has now come out even against detention centers for illegal aliens. We've always had detention centers for illegal aliens, because where do you house them while you're waiting to throw them out of the country? Where do you put them? When you arrest them, they've been caught as illegal aliens, they've been caught. Where do you put them? Where do you house them? What do you do with them? The law has always been that the INS, the Immigration Naturalization Service, takes them and puts them in detention centers, which, by the way, are almost like hotels. They're not bad places, but at least the illegal aliens are being held there pending deportation. That has been the law. That's what Obama and Clinton and others have done. And by the way, Obama has deported about 2 million illegal aliens during the time he's been president. Bill Clinton deported a similar number when he was president. George W. Bush also deported millions of illegal aliens. So this is a process that has been going on. They come into the country, many come into the country, and many are and a certain number are deported. So, you know, that's, and by the way, that I'm not impressed with that number, because for those that come in and are deported, a larger number are sneaking in and increasing the numbers of illegal aliens, so it's not something to be impressed with. But Donald Trump praises Obama and praises Clinton, says they deported millions. You see, they were very tough on illegal aliens, and we're going to do the same thing as them. But anyway, here's the point. I just want you to hear where Donald Trump says in the following clip that he is against detention centers for illegal aliens. In other words, he's against what Obama and Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton have been supporting. Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton have detention centers for illegal aliens. They've been running, there are detention centers right now all over the United States to house illegal aliens pending deportation. Trump says we're not going to use, it's inhumane, we're not going to have detention centers anymore. In other words, we don't do anything with them. We just that is complete amnesty and complete open borders policy. If you're not even going to have detention centers for people coming to your country illegally, you're not even going to have a place to detain them. You're not even going to have a method for detaining them. Then you have no way of dealing with the issue in any way, even in the most minimal way like we have now. That's all gone. Here's what Donald Trump said in this clip, again, where he's attacking detention centers that even Obama supports, that even Hillary and Bill Clinton support. Here's where he goes to the left of the Clintons and to the left of Obama. Watch this.
The actual seizure of human beings, taking them from their homes and putting them in a detention center so that their illegal alien status can be adjudicated. Do you see that it's something?
You don't have to put them in a detention center. Bill, you're the first one to mention detention center. You don't have to put them in a detention center.
All right, so you wouldn't do that. You'd keep them in their
homes. No, I never said. I never even heard the term. I'm not going to put them in a detention center.
Well, you cited Dwight Eisenhower. Mr. Trump, you cited Dwight Eisenhower on this program.
It was in 1952.
Right.
Who, by the way, deported tremendous numbers. Well,
he rounded them up.
I mean, he did do that.
He took them out. And so when you cited him as an example of someone that you would emulate, that's what the conclusion is.
Yeah. I said that it's something that has been done in a very strong manner. I don't agree with that. I'm not talking about detention centers.
This guy, Donald Trump, is such a catastrophe. Aside from the fact that he's a moron and that he's incompetent and knows nothing about these issues, he said he never even heard of detention centers. You're the first one to mention that he says, aside from the fact that he's completely incompetent, the positions he's taking on the issues, if you want to believe him, the positions he's taking on the issues are so dangerous and so disastrous. You have to be crazy to want to put something like this in the White House. You have to be crazy. He, posing as a Republican, posing as a so-called conservative, can do so much damage with these types of positions. He can do more damage than Obama and the Clintons have done. Don't you realize when Obama and the Clintons do something on behalf of amnesty, the conservatives are screaming and yelling and opposing them. The Republicans, many of the Republicans oppose them. There are lawsuits. Republican governors file lawsuits. Republican members of Congress file lawsuits. There are demonstrations against it. Organizations put ads in the media attacking it. There's resistance. There's resistance to what Obama's trying to do. There's resistance when the Clintons or one of these other Democrats try to do this. If Trump does it, there won't be any resistance because he silences all the resistance. We see this now. This is what Rush Limbaugh warned us about this week. Rush Limbaugh has said that Donald Trump is the guy who is converting the GOP base into amnesty supporters. We showed you, there's a video of ours on the internet, which you can go to, where it says, Rush Limbaugh says, Donald Trump is converting the GOP base into amnesty supporters. And you know, this is the most dangerous nightmare scenario we could possibly have. Where even the Republican base goes along with this. He's also converting the Republican base into supporters of the so-called gay agenda. He sells gay paraphernalia now on his website. He's making the Republican base support the gays, support illegal aliens, support amnesty. He's destroying the soul of this country. Because the last hope we had were the conservatives, Republicans. At least that was the last hope we had, the base of the party. The last hope we had to stop this insanity, to stop this self-destruction. Trump, because his supporters are such blind morons, they go along with anything he says. And so he's now converting them into accepting all of these terrible things that before they never accepted. And Trump has always been for amnesty. Here's what he wrote in 2013. Here's what he tweeted in 2013. Look at this. Amnesty should be done only if the border is secure. And then he says, well, we're going to make the border secure, and then we're going to have amnesty. That's what Schmuck Schumer says. That's what Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton say. That's what Barack Hussein Obama says. That's what everybody who supports amnesty says. That's what Jeb Bush says. All the amnesty supporters promise, if you just give them amnesty, oh, we'll secure the border. This time we'll really do it. This time we really mean it. And that's what Trump is saying. This time we really mean it. If you really mean it, then you'll throw the illegals who are here now out. You won't have amnesty. The minute you say you support amnesty, it means you don't mean it on any of these issues. It means you're lying. If you really mean it, then you're going to you secure the border and you throw the illegals that are here now out. That's the only way that you could really mean it. Because if you're granting amnesty, if you're allowing them millions and millions of people who are here illegally to stay and to become legalized, which is what Trump is proposing to do. He's openly saying amnesty. He's only saying, quote, amnesty should be done only if the border is secure, unquote. In other words, he's saying he supports amnesty. He's tweeting he supports amnesty. So there's no way that a president who supports amnesty is going to secure the border. No way is Donald Trump going to secure that border. No way is that going to happen. If anything, he's going to be worse than what we have now. Worse, because he could do it because there'll be less resistance to him doing it because his dumb supporters, his hopelessly stupid, blind supporters go along with anything he says. If he himself were marching millions of Mexicans and third world people into this country, if he himself were leading that and smuggling it himself, they would still support him. That's how dumb his supporters are. And even Rush Limbaugh, who's been very favorable to Trump, has said, now he's leading the GOP base. He's converting them into amnesty supporters. If that's true, my question for Rush Limbaugh is, why would you support Trump then? Why would you support someone who's converting the Republican base into amnesty supporters? That's the ultimate nightmare. Haven't we been right? Weren't we right when we told you to support Ted Cruz, when we told you Donald Trump was a phony and a sellout and a fraud? Weren't we right about that? Haven't we been right about Israel? We need your help. We need your help to wake people up before it's too late. Help us. Help us reach people with our message. Help us help the Jewish heroes in Israel that are fighting to prevent national suicide in Israel. Help us. Every check, every money order, every cash donation sent to our post office box does make a difference. God bless the great JTFers who are sending checks and money orders and cash donations on a regular basis to help us bring this vital message to the people of Israel and for the activities we do here in the United States, which are also, of course, of the utmost importance and which also affect what happens to Israel. What we do in America on our American agenda affects Israel very much as well. If you prefer, instead of sending checks, money orders, or cash donations to the post office box, if you pre- prefer for convenience sake to donate with your credit card online, you can do that easily as well. You just go to our Hebrew main page, hayamin.org. Hayamin.org is the Hebrew main page. And on top, there's a donate button in English. You click on the donate button, and you can very conveniently donate in several minutes with your credit card. We need your help. We need to fight together to make a difference here. We're going to continue to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And if we do, and if we reach people with this truth, we can make a difference. We can. Because what we're saying makes sense, and what everybody else is saying, what those who the appeasers and the capitulators and the people who are surrendering, what they're saying doesn't make sense. And that's why if we work together as a team, we can make a difference, because we're going to be proven right over and over again, and eventually someone's going to take notice and say, hey, we've got to change direction here. We've got to change direction quickly. Let's work together as a team. God willing, we can work to make this a better world. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.